Reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 3, page Taf Taf Kuf Nun Vav, Istaklut Pnimit, Item 1. You can ask questions at CAPTV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 3, page Taf Taf Kuf Nun Vav, Istaklut Pnimit, Item 1, Item Aleph. The Ari divides the seven melachim which descended to Bria on three bechinot, which are lights, sparks, and kelim. Orot, nitzotzin, kelim. He also ascribed to them three special places for the correction. In the Yesod of Tvuna, the kelim are corrected, and in the place of the crosscut, the sparks are being corrected, and in Yesod of the upper bina, the lights are being corrected. We need to understand this matter, and mainly the matter of the sparks, where the entire matter of the scrutinies and the raising of man in the work of the righteous to raise man, they revolve on them. And therefore, we need to understand them well. 1. What is the essence of these sparks? 2. What is their number? And we seemingly find contradictions in the words of Dari about the number, because sometimes he says that shacht, nitzotzim, sparks, nitzotzim rise and are being scrutinized, and sometimes he says that they're only shatu, nitzotzim, and sometimes he says that they're only rapach, nitzotzim. And all these numbers are great principles, and we need to understand them in their place.
Is that clear? Yes? No? Okay, listen. This is what you need to know. We've had Niv. What did we have? Light and Kli, right? Then the light bestowed to the Kli, and as a result, in the Kli, there was a restriction and a screen, and the returning light. That the will to receive that's restricted and has a masach and has returning light is similar to the light, right? That the tzimtzum, first of all, does not receive for itself, and by the returning light, it does something similar to the light. It bestows similar to that. To the extent it is similar to the light, then he has connection with the light. Connection is called zivug, coupling. To the extent he has this above the will to receive, it's called zivug de'aka. That's what we do. So we've had a kli. A kli meaning already a will to receive with the tzimtzumim, with the masach. That's already called a kli. It's worthy for contact, for receiving the light. That will be connection with the light. And the kli is included in a state that he wanted to be similar to the light, above its own strength. And it didn't work out for him. He didn't exactly know how to measure his forces. He thought he'd be able to receive in order to bestow 100 kilograms. And then his screen was only for 50 kilos. So he was shattered. Now this force of resistance, this measurement, this all of these mechanisms, how do I maintain myself in order to not receive, in order to receive, but only in order to bestow, all these things have shattered. I now, when I've tasted the light, for the first time I've tasted the light, are you listening? The first time I tasted it in order to receive, I've never felt that before. How the light enters the desire. This is a pleasure that I cannot forget it. I'm constantly thinking about it. Before that, I had tzimtzum. I received light from Malchut Ein Sof, but I didn't get it to my own desire. So, by the shattering, I wanted to receive it in order to bestow, and I got it in order to receive, meaning my vessels were expanded, were so great that I wanted to bestow everything to the Creator. In these vessels, I felt this direct pleasure. It is something that it just drove me mad. I can't do it now. Understand, a person that goes mad, that's nothing you can do. Even in our world, as a result of that, as anaf and shoresh, it's something that's irreversible. So in these short steps, it's not even to correct, maybe, but it's to cover up for it. After I have tasted the light directly, indirectly, then my vessel fell apart. So what's in there? Rosh Tochsof? What Rosh Tochsof? Lights, sparks, and vessels. The lights that were in the kli, light, the vessels that are the desires, and the sparks, that's this protective, defensive force, Masach and the returning light. The light and kli, I have nothing to do with them. The light is above, the kli is below. But what do I have to worry about? I have to worry about this resuscitation, about resuscitating these vessels, and that depends on the masach and the returning light. That's called the sparks. Meaning the most important part of the correction are the sparks, the force of resistance, which is also this connecting force between the light above and the kli below. You're looking at me like that now, as if, what did we have before everything? He created the will to receive existence from absence. He worked on it on the four phases. He brought it to fulfillment. The will to receive felt shame. It restricted itself. And then it made a decision. I'm for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. So what is in Malchut after the restriction? He said, I'm going to detach from the light and I won't receive. So what connection can that be? It's through the Masach and the returning light. So the will to receive is also created yesh me'ayin, existence from absence, nothing you can do. And these two discernments exist in creation. And the person is that same part that brings these two into balance, into harmony, into mutuality, right? Masach and returning light is the essence of the person that makes this demi, the clear to the light. So we must do this, that after the shattering we have all the data. So we have to correct the sparks after that, after the shattering. Do you understand or not? I don't know maybe how to speak properly and nicely, because I heard this in the past in Yiddish. Yes, so what was the question?
Why specifically the sparks can save the day here?
Because that is what is remained from the Masach and the returning light. You understand that the light from above and the desire from below, and in between them is the Masach and the returning light that's standing in the Pederosh. That disappears. So we need to restore that. The lights don't have to be corrected. Nothing, only the connection between them, only the light and the returning, the screen and the returning light, and what has remained from the complete clear that was in the world of Nikudim before the shattering, the lights, they escaped Tatzilut, the vessels fell below, went below, right, to Bia, with the sparks in them. So we need to restore the sparks. We need to correct the masach and the returning light. Can you see how stupid one can be? You're once going to look at this lesson and you'll see. Sometimes you can't even hear two words. I understand you. Everything just, goes by. This is unclear? Ask. Okay, this is the foundation.
If we're talking about a creator and a creature, that there's a creator which represents the light, and the creature, he represents, according to that explanation, the kli, that part which...
Continue, go on.
So how come a person, Adam, is considered to be the masach, the essence, and not the kli?
The will to receive isn't called the kli. Why kli? Kli is called one that's something that's able to receive. If instead of a cup without the bottom part, the lower part of it, let's say you'd have a pipe, would that be a vessel?
But the essence of creation,
the will to receive isn't intended to receive after the first restriction. The will to receive cannot receive light. Can you see the shattering of the vessels it wanted to receive? That's it. Even when it was revealed for one moment. Unable to, after the first restriction, there's a condition. Kli means you can receive the light. And the condition to receiving the light is to be similar to the light. To the extent you are similar to the Creator, you can feel Him. That is called to receive light. To feel Him, meaning feeling the quality of bestowal. That's it.
From the purpose of creation, from the aspect of the purpose of creation, we're talking about light versus a kli.
I don't want to go into philosophies here. You can talk about a thousand directions here. Kelim are the will to receive, but they can't be a kli. There has to have a light and the screen and the returning light. The screen and the returning light have shattered. Now they're called nitzotzin, sparks, and the lights are above in atzilut. And we are correcting also the lights, and he'll talk about it here, and also the vessels, but most important is the nitzotzin. We need a masach. That's it. More questions? None? Okay, continue.
Item 2. At first we will clarify the essence of the sparks which the Ari say about them, that they fell with the broken kelim to Bia in order to revive them. And indeed, the Ari already explained them well already in the world of Nikudim, where he says that the Reshimot and the returning and the descending returning lights strike each other, and then the sparks of light emerge from them, from the perspective of the reflected light, which is Din, judgments, which is worse than the light of Reshimo, which is Rachamim. And it was explained there in inner light that the light leaves behind it Reshimo inside the Kli after its departure. For instance, if it is the degree of Keter, he puts a Reshimo inside the Kli from the fourth Bechina, which is the degree of Keter. And then, when the Zivug was made over the Aviv, which was left in the Masach, which is the third Bechina, the degree of Chochmah emerges on it. And that degree which now emerged, since it is much more important than the Reshimo from the perspective of what comes from the illumination of the Zivug, However, the Reshimo, although the level of her degree is higher than the degree of Chochmah, which now comes, however, the illumination of her Zivug already departed, and she has only a fragile illumination, and therefore the light of the degree of Chochmah strikes the Reshimo, meaning it enters and shines in her Kli, and from that power the Reshimo has to depart the Kli and to rise above the Kli in the meaning of Tagin, which ride over the Otiyot. And then the Nitzotzot sparks fall from the Reshimo, because the Reshimo includes two kinds of light, pure and coarse, because like the generality of the light includes the reflected light and direct light, meaning the Bechina of the reflected light, which inverts from above downward and becomes a Kli and closes the direct light. So is the Reshimo, which is left from this light. It is also comprised from Or Yashar and Or Chozer, where the Or Yashar, direct light, is called the pure light, and the reflected light, Or Chozer, is called the coarse light, as the words of the Ari. However, that coarse light, which becomes a Bechina of Kli and closes the direct light, it is still not a complete Kli, as the words of Dari, as long as it is connected to the direct light. Rather, after the departure of the pure light above, and the coarse light remains below, because the coarse light, which is the reflected light, can never rise, rather it stays below. And then the coarse light becomes the Bechina of a Kli. And that is said in the generality of the coarse light, which clothes the generality of the direct light. However, that part of the coarse light which was separated from the Reshimo and remained in the Kli because of the striking of the degree of the Achoraim in him, it is still not considered to be an actual Kli like the coarse light of the generality. And this is because the emergence of the exit of the Reshimo outside the Kli in the meaning of Tagit is not considered a complete exit and departure, because this is the rule that the Reshimo never departs. Rather, although it came out above the Kli, it still shines to the Bechina of her coarse light. Therefore, it is considered as Tagin over the Otiyot, meaning it is connected to him and shines in him, and therefore the coarse light of the Reshimo does not become Kli yet by the exit of the Reshimo from the Kli. And it is still considered to be light even now. And this is the precision of the Ari when he always calls them sparks of light, to indicate that they are a Kli like the coarse light of the above generality, because the direct light of the generality of the degree completely departed and went back to its root, and the coarse light remained below without any illumination. However, the coarse light, which was separated from the Reshimo because of that striking, and it alone remained in the Kli, the light of the Reshimo is still cleaved to it. And since it is cleaved to him, it is still regarded to be mixed with him, because as long as the reflected light is cleaved to the direct light before it departed, the reflected light is mixed with the direct light without any differentiation between them.
I received light. I was at a restaurant yesterday. I ate 5 courses on the account of the host. You understand what it means on the account of the host, right? You can imagine that. From the barbecued steaks till the whipped cream cake and everything in between. Today, I'm going into the restaurant, not on the account of the host. You understand that as well? Then I already begin to calculate, right? I have a reshimot from yesterday. I have the willingness for today. How can I construct the vessels? There's no kelim from above. We construct the vessels ourselves. That every time I taste this with respect to that, and this with respect to that, I have the... Well, from that I have experience in life. That's how children grow. Every time he knows this, he knows that, he understands this, he feels this. That is why they constantly want to know and know and know and touch and try. And you mustn't stop them. Just build an environment for them that will be safe, so they won't harm and cause harm. So, I've tried a certain degree. Now, I'm trying a different degree. The gap between the degrees is what actually gives me the recognition of the state. Each degree in itself does not tell me a thing, because I measure and examine and feel only between the states, between this and this and that. It's like you're being told, you've never tasted that before, meaning you can't even imagine or discern or measure it with respect to something else. Once you taste it, then you'll know really what goodness is. You've heard that before, right? So we always measure one thing with respect to the other. So, to our matters, when a screen rises from tabur to peh, then on every degree that it forms these new partsufim called nekudot, these partsufim, they go below and they fulfill the previous empty vessels. So let's say I ate five courses yesterday, and now I'm eating five new courses, which are less than before. So my impression of the current five servings, I measure them I compare them to the five servings of yesterday. And the gap between that becomes the kli, the gap. Nothing else. Because then I understand what the difference between the degree of Keter to the degree of Chochmah is, between Chochmah and Binah. Therefore, we have to go from Ein Sof till our world. So the gaps between all the degrees, between all these things, they will penetrate us as Rashimot. And then I, from this transition between one to the other, I will construct my ability to know the difference between light and darkness, between good and bad, all in all. There is an additional study here, and it is very important, he tells us. When I today eat, say, meatloaf, with respect to the calf steak I had yesterday. So the reshimot that I had from this calf steak yesterday, this reshimot that I had, I don't feel that you're swallowing a spit. You're also asleep. So there's reshimot from this loaf or burger. That's not the reshimot from this loaf. I have light. From the steak, I have reshimot. What's more important? The meatloaf, right? But I measure it with respect to the calf. So what impression do you have? What's the difference between one measurement between the current light and the reshimot from yesterday? Explain. It's simple. You know how to eat, right? Okay, so explain.
I'm sorry for yesterday.
No, you're not sorry about yesterday.
I feel I had more.
So the words are incorrect. You're sorry about yesterday?
First of all, I enjoy what I have now.
How can you enjoy what you have now if you feel that yesterday it was so... You know, you're eating now maybe a simple burger now, and you know, or a falafel or something. Yes?
Perhaps I have a greater importance of what I felt yesterday on top of the pleasure I seemingly feel now.
So here is exactly the point. We are here measuring our impressions from the pleasures, and we're measuring our impressions from the degrees. Impressions from the degrees. And we're measuring the impressions from our deeds, from our actions. If I'm now able to bestow through this burger, then that's more important to me than the taste I had yesterday when I ate the calf steak. I want to add my degree of bestowal to the host. Now, my impression from yesterday was also to bestow to the host. It's not like our impression, yeah, I ate, great. No, it's an impression from bestowal. But what's the difference between the degree of Keter to the degree of Chochmah? Today I have greater understanding, I have greater feeling. Today I'm making a greater effort. It's a greater effort. If it's in the ego, in the will to receive, that I go into a restaurant, then I pay less. Yesterday, let's say I paid and today I paid. So today I paid less. But if we're talking about the degree of Keter that we have in the descent, from Av to Sag, so the degree of Chochmah pays more. It has a problem. Her kli is coarser. It's thicker. Because what she did was in Aviyut de Shoresh. In Ab is now revealed the Aviyut of Aleph. The Rishimot from the previous degree. So we won't go into that now. I don't think that it's possible to scrutinize if there's no flavor to it. It has to be a sensation, to some extent. We'll get to it. But what am I trying to say here? Between these Rishimot, there are a lot of calculations. It only relates to one calculation, that the current light, which is Gimel, is more important than the light that existed before. Now, as the Rishimot from Prina Dalet, therefore the light that descends to the Kli, it chases away this Rishimot to the Prina Dalet, it becomes Tagin, and the light and the Kli are instead of the Rishimot. That's it. Now, what else? What else did he talk about? Yes?
About the Tagin. Yosef from the group of Jerusalem is asking, what is the Rishimot which departs the Kli and rises above the Kli as Tagin?
It becomes surrounding light. It's called Tagin.
But
ask a precise question about what's written.
We studied the Chab of the Upper One,
unrelated to this.
But he's talking about the direct light and reflected light. So why, when the direct light departs, the reflected light doesn't cleave to it and departs along with it or rise with it? It is as if...
Because he shattered.
Who broke? The reflected light.
Where does the returning light come from? What's returning light?
But he says that it remained course, that it remained in its place. It's a view it broke. It doesn't mean it stays in its place.
He disappeared, okay? He disappeared. He does not belong to the same degree.
The reflected light, or Chozer?
What's this or Chozer? The degree of bestowal from the lower one to the upper one. Did that remain the same? So what's a shattered vessel?
He says that the moment that the direct light closes on the reflected light, there is no difference between them. There is no differentiation between them. This is what he writes. And from the moment that the direct light rises...
What do you mean the direct light rises?
Departs.
By what?
How does it depart?
Yes. Are you talking about the shattering or what?
But we're not talking about the shattering here. We're, the direct light departs. It didn't break.
Oh, you're talking about the purification of the partsuf, yeah?
Yeah. So the question is, why, if the reflected light...
No, he's talking about returning light. He says the following. He says... Or Choseh, returning light, cannot rise to the Rosh because it's a result of the screen and below. Therefore, he stands below the Rosh, below the screen of Rosh. That's where he stands, in Keter de Guf. That's where all the returning light from the Guf stands and stays. You don't remember?
No, I remember.
Okay, that's what we have.
So the question is, to continue that, where do we have the similarity between the kelim and the lights? Because here we're talking about lights, direct light, reflected light, and when we're talking about the kelim, not about again, when we're talking about the otiyot, the letters,
this
similarity, yeah, we're talking about the tagin.
All the partsufim that are now being clarified in the purification of the masach from tabur to peh, they all refer to how the kli was similar to the light. From that, you have all the flavors. You have the entire tanta from that. Even the vessels that you later reconstruct with them, the next partsuf, they come from these different forms of connection of the light and the kli. Where do you come with this attempt for life, for this next degree? It's from what you attained in your previous degree.
So we have here only this thing of the illumination of the reshimo, and he says that it doesn't depart along with the direct light. This is what helps the kelim of the galgalta enayim of the low one to cleave to the upper the achap of the upper one, or the depart of the reshimo is the additional light of the kelim.
You won't be able to scrutinize this now, and you won't be able to understand this now. You're skipping a lot of things. What connection, what relation is there between this and Galgalta Enayim and Achap to the two Pratsufim? No. No, 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 no. We are talking about, first of all, we're talking about the Ak. He's explaining with the example of Ak. It's not related to Tzimtzum Bet or Galgalta Enayim and Achap.
So what can we learn from the Reshimo?
I don't know what to learn from it.
That the illumination of the Reshimo doesn't depart entirely. There is the closing of the direct light over the reflected light. It includes also the illumination of the Reshimo, which remains on the reflected light after the direct light departs. What can we learn from that?
The connection between lights, sparks, and vessels never stops, and they're in contact. And this contact they have between each other is called the worlds. It's a network of connections. The worlds existed before, they didn't exist. Where did they come from? From the light and kli beginning to connect. Light, kli, light, kli, light, kli. And then this network was formed. It's like spider. This spider web. So, that's it. From that, the worlds were formed. Well, it's something artificial? No. The different types of connections between the lights and the vessels on all different situations, from that, a network called the world was formed. And in all of these worlds, you have these different flows and streams between the light and the kli, and the light and the kli, and if there's any change in any place in the system, then the entire system changes as a result. And that's it. So, here, we're learning how this system changes from above to below in order for others to become an Adam. What's an Adam? It's a Kli that was completely detached from the light, will begin to awaken, of course not by himself, but it will begin to awaken and seemingly correct this shattered network, this broken one. What does that mean? In every single thing in this network, he'll examine and he'll see, here it's correct, here it's incorrect, and so on. And then he'll gradually correct it. And by correcting this network, but by learning its different corruptions in different manners, and by learning how to treat it, how to repair it from all these different aspects, only from one way that enables correction, by that he discovers the nature, the personality of the host completely. So through the lights, sparks, and vessels of correction, then he reveals it. That's it.
Can I ask another quick question?
No. That's egoistic. You're not taking anyone into account. You're not considerate. Every time, I'm sorry that I let you ask. There's almost no question of yours is to the point. Go on.
So the gap between what I ate yesterday and what I'm going to eat tomorrow...
Tomorrow, I don't know.
Or today.
Today and yesterday.
Yeah.
Today is lights. Yesterday, Rishimot.
This is the feeling of the light that moves on to the next degree, next state, to the next partsuf?
No, I don't have the next degree. I only have the current state.
So what is that light that moves on to the next partsuf?
I haven't finished yet. I am now calculating, what do I do with what I have with respect to what I had yesterday? Without measuring myself yesterday, I won't know what to do now.
Now, the more we descend in the world, it turns out that this gap, my ability to bestow, it grows. The more this gap grows,
that's true.
So the more we're going in the direction of the world of Asiya,
in the worlds that cascade below, the further you are, then any tiny action you make, it ripples through all the worlds. But when you cascade from above to below, then that's different. Because your desires from below to above, they're growing desires. We'll learn it. It's a problem, the relation between lights and vessels. Item 3.
And there in Akudim, there are two kinds of nitzotzin, sparks. One, the Bechina of Or Av, the coarse light from the Reshimo, which was left in the Kli after the exit of the Reshimo from there, because of the illumination of the new degree of the Achoraim, which is lower than him. And there's also the Bechina of sparks from the coarse light, which remained after the departure of the illumination of the new degree from the Kli, where the Bechina of the Or Av, coarse light of the new degree, cannot rise with the departing light, and it too remains in the Kli in the meaning of sparks, nitzotzin. As written, that from the sparks which were left from the Bechina of the Reshimo, later on the male Kelim were male, and from the nitzotzin which remained from the new degree, later on the female Kelim were made. However, here in Nikudim, there was only the Bechina of the sparks which were left after the departure of the light from the Kli when it broke and fell to Bi'ah. However, the Bechina of the sparks of the departure of the degree of Achoraim is absent from here, because after the departure of the light of the Kli, immediately it fell to Bi'ah, and it did not have time to receive an illumination of the second degree of the Achoraim, which emerged after him. It turns out that there is only the Bechina of Or Av, coarse light, which cannot depart and rise with the light of Reshimo. Rather, it stays in the Kli, and therefore that light descended along with the Kli to Bia.
Maybe we need to read it a few more times. You know what? Well, okay, you can ask.
Yasha from Ashdod is asking, what does it mean that the Or Av, horse light, became a Kli? The reflected light which departed became a Kli. What does it mean?
What does it mean, experienced? You, for example, work together with me, right? So time after time after time, you treat me, you hear my reactions, and vice versa, and then you become experienced in working with me. Meaning you have enough impressions that from them you can construct a model for the future. That's how we work in life. If we don't have the ability to accumulate the previous rishimot, if I would not have the ability to identify the state that is now facing me, something that's similar to my archive, and to compare what's facing me to the different forms that are already stored in my archive, states I've been through, then my reaction would be, don't know what to do, right? That's how we constantly, that's what we constantly are. I'm constantly turning to this archive. It's this, you know, in the RAM, right? In the, I was talking about the RAM memory. So I go to the RAM, and from my library I extract something similar. And by that I constantly examine and I check, this is blue, this is black, this is yellow, this is a person, this is a beast, this is that, constantly. Without that I don't see a thing. If I see, it's unclear to me what this is. Only through the connection to this similar form, meaning my mind immediately turns to this archive, it immediately searches with what can you compare it with. It goes through millions of forms there. And then he extracts it and says, okay, this is this. This is it. What does it mean to be senile? That he can't turn to this archive of his, that he can't extract. He can't extract this. You can't compare this image, and then that way you can't identify it. How do we identify? How do I recognize that it's you when I see your face? How? Only according to comparison with what I have in my memory. Sometimes you don't identify, sometimes you don't remember, sometimes we need some additional means and so on in order to identify. By that we also construct different mechanisms. Now why am I saying this? So,
how the coarse light becomes a Kli?
Alright, so how does the returning light become a Kli? Because the returning light, to the extent of bestowal, that I now have concluded bestowing and I've entered it into the archive, and now I'm standing in this new state, and this constructs the Kli. Moving on to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
העולם נברא לטיב לנבראים כדי שירגישו את עצמם מאושרים אך הטוב והעונג אינם מורגשים כי הבורא הוא משפיע והם מקבלים בשורש למעלה אין קבלה לכן באדם מורגשת בושה וזו הסיבה שנוצרה הסתרה כדי לפתח בליבנו יראה אנחנו נתאספנו כאן לתת יסוד על בניין חברה ללמוד איך לעלות במעלות האדם ולהגיע למטרה אנחנו נתאספנו כאן לתת יסוד על בניין חברה ללמוד איך לעלות במעלות האדם ולהגיע למטרה השפעה לבורא מטרה עליונה אך מקודם בושה אהבת החברה לבטל את עצמנו להיכנס בסביבה ובכך להשיג השתוות הצורה וגם אם הדרך היא עוד ארוכה אך יש בכוחנו לתת יגיעה להגדיל את הרצון להגדיל כוונה עד שבינינו תשרה השכינה